I've traveled across America with these two men, and the main reason that I ever came to the VBA to begin with was because I saw Mike and Tim on TV. And the words they expressed in their songs impressed upon me that they had the level of honor that I had and that a lot of you have, whether you're a Vietnam vet or not. And I'm just proud as I can be to introduce to you Michael J. Martin, Tim Holliday.
When Johnny come marching home again, hurrah, hurrah. When Johnny
this first song is about the last fire base. They're calling the wall in Washington, D.C. the last fire base. Next year we're going to walk from the Alamo to the last fire base.
Johnny come marching home. Coming to the last fire base. I've been across the country, Lord knows how many days. All those nights and all those images of faces of the ones that were left behind.
Yes, we're coming to the last fire base. Back along those trails I have retraced in my dreams. I can't bear to believe it was just wasted, like it had only happened in my mind.
And I'm torn between the need to remember and the reasons that I tried to forget. I've been drawn to a day in November by the feeling that it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. There's a sentry at the last fire base. He'll stand his lonesome vigil night and day. His eyes strain through the darkness as the rain beats on his face, and he knows it's gonna be a long, long night.
And he knows this is the last fire base. The sleep nags at his consciousness, his weary body aches. The pain pulls at his soul, 'cause he knows he'll have to wait. There's an answer to all the questions in his mind.
And he's torn between the need to remember and the reasons that he tried to forget. He's been drawn to a day in November by the feeling that it ain't over yet. Here we are at the last fire base. We'll stand here at the wall, our backs are braced. We're not gonna have our history erased anymore. No, we're not just gonna forget that it happened this time.
What'd you say?
I said we're not just gonna forget that it happened this time.
I don't think.
I said, we're not just gonna forget that it happened this time.
Let me see if I believe it.
I said, we're not just gonna forget that it happened this time.
You gonna let it go away?
I said, we're not just gonna forget that it happened this time. Stand up, sticky fist in the air.
Say, we're not just gonna forget that it happened this time. America, listen to us.
Say, we're not just gonna forget.
Just go.
marching home again, hurrah.
This is a song about the statue that faces the wall. Three guys that represent us, black, white, red, brown, coming out of the tree line, looking at 58,000 names on the wall. It's come down to the three of us.
It's come down to the three of us. All that's left of our patrol. We started with so many, and Lord, it hurt to see them fall. Our canteens are almost empty, and there's a hunger in our soul. But we've almost come to rest at last with our buddies at the wall.
Well, there's a sentry, he's sipping coffee to keep away the chill. Sitting in a chair of wheels, hear me, they were cold stainless steel. Welcome home, he whispers quietly. Password's understood. Reaches out and he shakes our hands. Man, it sure felt good.
And we gather round together and we talk about it all. What we've seen and where we've been and all the miles we walked. Check in with the sergeant major. Can we finally stand down now? He said, yes, but keep the vigil. This one patrol's still out.
You know that
we don't want nobody blown away by friendly fire. Hey, we've come too far to lose it now.
In the final hour,
y'all be careful who what you shoot at. Don't bring your brothers down.
Keep the fires burning. We got one patrol still out. Son.
The three of us been through so much. Together we stand tall. Feeling proud, but still feeling humbled by it all. Here we'll stand accounted for in one more roll call. Here we are, the three of us, with our buddies at the wall.
The three guys on the statue were facing a granite monument to 58,000 names. People that did exactly what their country asked them to do. Who are the names on the wall?
Johnny, come marching.
Richard Pete Line, Carter Friend, Harlan Real, a bunch of other guys that I never even knew the names, because over there we all had nicknames. Doc, Dino, Zeke, Oki. One guy got blown away on his first day in the field. Never even had a chance to meet him. Remember faces and places.
How about Ash Valley and Doc Joe, Blake Boo, I Drang, K-Son, The Rock Pile, San Francisco.
I want to know who are the names on the wall. Somebody tell me who are the names on the wall. Did
Everybody was just like me, the names on the wall. Young and foolish and brash and full of bravado. Hell, a lot of them were still virgins. But we weren't innocent long. Could have been my name on that wall. It is, as a matter of fact. There's 7 Michael Martins on that wall. But it could have been my name. If it hadn't been for Lady Luck or Sister Fate, or some damn good docs, some damn good nurses, or some damn good chopper pilots. Could have been my name. I can see my reflection in that polished black granite. Images of my soul. Who are the names on the wall?
Somebody tell me.
Who are the names on the wall? What did it ever really matter at all? La 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 la. Who are the names on the wall?
What about the ones that came home and go back to Nam every night when they're supposed to be sleeping? The survivors. We ought to have our names on some wall. Or maybe we ought to just carve them into one like so much graffiti. Names, addresses, phone numbers. Sure would be fine to get hold of some of those guys and find out who among the survivors still survives. So a lot of them didn't. They said thousands of killer cells, and that ain't even counting. Smack and booze and Agent Orange, motorcycles and hard living in general. And their names ain't on no wall.
Only tombstones. Who are the names on the wall? Who are the names on the wall? Did it ever really matter at all? Who are the names on the wall?
Did it ever really matter at all? Hell yes, it mattered. It mattered to me. It's affected everything I've ever done since. And it mattered to the friends and the families.
To the wives and the lovers and the sisters and the brothers and the mothers and the fathers and the sons and the daughters, it mattered.
It mattered to the ones that came home and left pieces of themselves behind. And it mattered to 2,500 POWs that ain't come home yet. And to 58,000 charred souls whose names are on that wall. It mattered. But I still don't know what it was for.
I think I'd be mad too. Who are the names on the wall?
Let me hear you say,
laughing. Who are the names on the wall? Did it ever really matter at all? Who are the names on the wall?
I wanna know.
Who are the names on the wall? Who are the names on the wall? Did it ever really matter at all? Oh, 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 oh. Who are the names on the wall? Who are the names on the wall? Who are the names on the wall?
It's the grace of God. It's the grace of some skilled hands and some compassionate hands. And specifically, we're talking about nurses here.
Yes, we certainly are. A lot of Americans aren't even aware that we had women involved in Vietnam and the irony of being there to save life when everything around you is to take life. But there's some awfully good nurses that were there, and I think anybody in here with a... How many Purple Hearts we got? Let me hear a holler from you. Just, if you find a nurse, hug them, okay? Twice. There you go. And it goes way beyond the nurses, but this is specifically for the nurses. It's called A Suitcase Full of Secrets. She's got a suitcase full of secrets that she's looking to unload. Baggage that she's carried with her
everywhere she goes. And on her wrist there is a bracelet with a name she might have known. A friend or a lover lost who never came back home. And her eyes have looked into the eyes of martyrs. And her hands have held their beating hearts. And knowing only makes it harder. And believing, Lord, that hurts too much to start. So turn away from the room for the dying. Keep your mind on keeping one alive. Turn away from the screaming and the crying. That's the only way one will survive. With her suitcase full of secrets, she stops and stands a while. She stares into the faces of the statue of three men. And they remind her of the soldiers that she'd only known a while. She wonders if they've made it back and what's become of them. She didn't even know their names, but she kept smiling. Hey, she'd learned long ago not to cry. But still there's the ghost of emotion and the beating of the heart she can't deny. So turn away from the room for the dying. Keep your mind on keeping one alive. Turn away from the screaming and the crying. That's the only way one will survive. With her suitcase full of secrets, she walks down to the wall. She finally sets it down. She shakes her head and she starts to cry. Then a soldier stands beside her. He puts his hand upon her shoulder. He gently lifts her face. He looks for something in her eyes. Said, I remember your sad eyes smiling. I don't even know your name and you don't know mine. I never even had the chance to tell you. Thank you for keeping me alive. Said, I remember your sad eyes smiling. I don't even know your name and you don't know mine. I never had the chance to tell you. Thank you for keeping me alive. Hear me now. Thank you for keeping me alive. Thank you for keeping me alive.
It could have been me. It could have been old Steve Cox over there, or Roger, or a number of good friends, and I'm glad that it wasn't them. If it hadn't have been for a lot of skill and a lot of luck. And this is a song here about the brotherhood that we had over there, because a lot of us wouldn't have made it back if we didn't have each other. And a lot of us wouldn't be here today surviving the surviving if we didn't have each other. Any of you guys ever spend any time in a place called Leech Valley? Nice name, huh? In a place we call Leech Valley, 1968, we became a family in the middle of a monsoon rain. There were four of us in a two-man tent, shaking like newborn pups, me and Dixie and Jesse and Lopez, bound by brotherly love. Went to hell and back again in the early part of 69. I was walking point the day that old Dixie hit the mine. Dixie never knew what happened. He was dead before it crossed his mind. Lopez lost a leg that day, and I think about it all sometimes. It could have been me.
It could have been me.
Could have been me.
Thought it could have been me.
I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me. Well, the last time I seen old Lopez, he was still selling real estate. He got a fine little family, a nice little home. He said he was doing great. We throwed down a few beers together, and he told me sometimes he cried when he thought about how it could have been him the day that old Dixie died. And it could have been me.
It could have been me.
Could have been me.
Lord, it could have been me.
I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me. Well, Jesse got to run in a cocaine, I guess he run out of luck. Got into a deadly game, got a stretch up in Attica. But Jesse ain't blaming nobody, he knew the game when he ended up. Still he could stand another chance, I think the man done paid enough. And it could have been me.
It could have been me.
It could have been me.
Lord, it could have been me.
I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me. I ain't had it that easy, I give the devil his due, my friend. I smoke, I sing, I drink, deal with it the best I can. I ain't asking for nothing but a little respect, think about what we've been through. The cost of glory and the price we paid, think about how it could have been you. And it could have been me.
It could have been me.
Could have been me.
It should have been me.
I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me.
Y'all sing.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me.
Sing.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me. I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me.
Thank you.
Got any Nile bets out there right now? One or two?
All right.
We got together in a bar. I think it was back in 1979 or something like that.
I was working there.
Yeah. On Harry Hines, no less, man. I mean, it was a hell of a place to meet. And we discovered at that time, we started talking about some of our past experiences. And we discovered at that point that we ain't here alone. And that's one of the things that we're going to demonstrate. That's the primary thing that we're going to demonstrate
on our march from the Alamo to the wall next year is that we ain't here alone. I wish some of you people, maybe some of you were in Chicago when 200,000 of us walked down the streets. It was a hell of a feeling, man. Chicago was ours. Yeah, we could have flown it to Cuba if we wanted to, man.
I used to live alive.
We ain't alone anymore, and we're going to play you a song about that.
One night this fellow at the bar started talking about the war. Tears of rage welled up in his eyes. He said he'd been through hell in the jungles and the jails. Just lost another job and another wife. He said they just don't understand what it does to a man. I just can't seem to shake it from my mind. I pulled up a stool, said, shake the hand of another fool. I was there in 68, 69. And they ain't gonna bury me while I'm still living. Ain't gonna shut me up till my story's been told. See, I don't need no parades, don't need no forgiving. I just need to know that I ain't here alone. I said I ain't never been too sure if it was luck or the Lord. I just know that somehow I survived. I've slipped out in the rain, I've been down there blown away. Yeah, buddy, I've by God learned how to fight. And when I had to decide if it was them or me, gonna live or die, there wasn't no time for analyzing wrong from right. Lord, I've got plenty of regrets. Got a lot of things I just can't forget. But buddy, I'm still glad to be alive. And they ain't gonna bury me while I'm still living. You ain't gonna shut me up till my story's been told. I don't need no parades, don't need no forgiving. I just need to know that I ain't here alone. Well, he and I were strangers, but we talked like we were brothers. Laughed about all the leeches and all the girls on R&R. About the monsoons and the mama songs. About the NBA and the Viet Cong. And we cried about our buddies that died in that damn war. And then we talked about the waste and all the bitterness and pain of coming back and finding out nobody cared no more. We put our arms around each other, just two more weary warriors who didn't feel quite so alone as we had felt before. Y'all look around each other. We sang, you ain't gonna bury me while I'm still living. You ain't gonna shut me up till my story's been told. I don't need no parades, couldn't stand no forgiving. I just need to know that I ain't here alone. Help us out right here. Well, we sang, you ain't gonna bury me while I'm still living. You ain't gonna shut me up till my story's been told. There you go. I don't need no parades, don't need no forgiving. I just need to know that I ain't here alone. Stop. Once more now, cause you ain't alone. Ain't gonna bury me while I'm still living. Look at that. You ain't gonna shut me up till my story's
just need to know we ain't here alone. I just need to know.
I just need to know.
I ain't here alone.
No more.
Get some.
Y'all don't forget that you're not alone. That's what all these marches that we've been, had going. We've got one man that walked across America on his hands. There are two other individuals right now that are walking from east to west. We've had so many people. There's so many pockets of us all over America that are chipping away at this thing. Believe me, don't get discouraged and don't burn out and give up, because we're winning the war. You can guarantee it. We really are.
When you think about where we have come to and how long it has taken to get here and what we came back to 15, 20 years ago, because then we were alone. We came back on those Freedom Birds, 19 hours from Foxhole to Frisco. I came back on October 15th, 1969. That was the date of, I believe, the first national moratorium against the war. And they, when we came through Japan, they suggested that we probably ought to switch over into our civilian clothes. And they kind of had to sneak us back into the country. That began to tell me that something was awry. And I snuck back in, and the only person at the airport to meet me was my mama. And that's just the way that I wanted it. It's a 19-hour flight from Saigon to Seattle. It's a long, long night, but I'm finally coming home. By the morning light, I'll be back in Texas. I'll watch the sunrise cross the prairie, warm these weary bones. It was a year ago today that I went off to battle. 365 days I counted every one. In all those days of hell and all those nights of darkness, Lord, I was so far away that there was Texas in my soul. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. I can almost see the windmills and the cotton fields and farms. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Come and meet me, mama, let me feel your loving arms. I can't wait to see my family, eat some home-cooked meals, crank up that old Chevy and hook 'em down the road. See if I can find old Carrie. See if we can find some ladies. Ain't been with no lady just a little bit too long. Still, the truth be known, I'm just a bit uneasy. Feel like I left a part of me back in Vietnam. I just can't see things the same way, not with what these eyes have seen. Almost feel like crying, I feel so all alone. But I'm coming home, coming home.
I can almost see the windmills and the cotton fields and farms. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Come and meet me, mama. Let me feel your loving arms. Come and meet me, mama. Let me feel your loving arms.
Thank you. I got to talking to a fellow when we were up in New York City playing on the aircraft carrier Intrepid. Back in 1985 when they had the big welcome home parade there, by the name of Bill Carroll. We got into great conversation. He told me about his homecoming, which was about the same as anybody else's. He also told me what happened to his Purple Heart. You people, if any of you still got your Purple Heart, I don't know whatever happened to mine. Those things are hard to keep up with, but he said that he gave his to a prostitute in Taos, New Mexico. And I thought, Hooker with the Purple Heart. That might be a song in there somewhere. So here it is. It was June of 67 when he got back from Vietnam. Boy had decorations hanging all over him, but he got no special treatment. It didn't make a damn. He put his Purple Heart in his pocket, said to hell with them. He put his Purple Heart in his pocket, said to hell with them. He left Oakland, California with a T-Bird and four grand. He had stacked him up some back pay in some hospital in Japan. He had seen the other side of the world, but he'd never seen the USA. So he set out to find a reason for the price he'd had to pay. He set out to find a reason for the price he'd had to pay. In a bar in Taos, New Mexico, he picked up a prostitute. They had some drinks and conversation and went up to her room. They made sweet and gentle love, and she held him in his sleep. She wondered what he's dreaming of as she listened to him weep. And she wondered what he's dreaming of as she listened to him weep. When the morning came, he said, "Thank you, ma'am." And he asked her what he owed her. She said, "Nobody else in this town will give a damn, but I do, soldier." She said, "I can't even imagine the hell that you have known. But I've seen the mean side of this world too, honey, and you are not alone." She said, "I've seen the mean side of this world too, honey, and you are not alone." She said, "I bet you're gonna get slided right and left before it's over. But don't say nobody said welcome home, 'cause this one's on me, lover." He took his Purple Heart from his pocket. He put it in her hand and held her. Said, "I'm leaving you my heart, sweet lady. It will be yours forever." He said, "I'm leaving you my heart, sweet lady. It will be yours forever." You showed me some sympathy and made me feel a little better. We may meet again someday, then again maybe never. But I'm leaving you my heart, sweet lady. It will be yours forever. Well, somewhere there's a hooker with a purple heart, and she knows that all the rhymes I've sung are true and the story I have told. And there's a fella named Bill up in New Rochelle, said to say hello and to remember what he told you so many years ago. He said, I'm leaving you my heart, sweet lady. It will be yours forever. You showed me some sympathy and made me feel a little better. We may meet again someday, then again, maybe never. But I'm leaving you my heart, sweet lady. It will be yours forever. Said I'm leaving you my heart, sweet lady. It will be yours forever.
Thank you.